everybody work on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's go over it.
Oh, I'm recording it also, but
oh,
so I'll stop.
Let's see.
Rachele's sick.
Oh, Rachele's sick, and Marcy's not here. And
Marcy was at a wedding, so very, very late last night.
Okay, and Sion has to go. Is that?
It's quarter.
And Sion's wife. Quarter
yeah.
Monday.
By saying Piresh Habora. Did you all realize who that was?
Yeah,
Rosh.
But if you didn't, you got it pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't get it at first, but then he quotes Rashi.
Yeah, so this is Rashi. And does he quote Rashi as the way we have it, the way we yes.
Yeah.
And he mentions that Rashi had said the Kol Shekan in the few lines in. Isn't that right? That Rashi distinguished between Hanoas, Mechilas Milva, and just Mechilas Milva. Right? That if he's Makadish her with the Hanoah that she's getting, that he is Mochel the debt, and that Hanoah is worth at least a Pruta, right? Then she would be Makudeshes. But if he's Makadish her with the money itself, what does that mean? He's Makadish her with the money itself. That's Makadish ben Manadlis. He just cancels the debt, he forgives the debt, and say, be Makudeshes to me with that money that I've just forgiven. So that would be Eina Mekudeshes because he's not giving her anything. Now, how did you interpret that the Tosus' reaction to this is the Eino Nira Li Peserze? You know, explanation, this interpretation. I don't like this interpretation. Okay, anybody tell me, we'll read it inside afterwards, but can anybody tell me what it is that he says he, what doesn't he like about it? Why? What is, did anybody get this? Yes, McKenna?
So Rashi makes this distinction between Hamekadesh Milve and Hana'at Mechilat Milve. And the Tosafot Reed says, it sounds like really they're the same thing. Because in HaMekadesh Milveh, basically what's happening is the man is canceling the loan. He's saying, just keep the money, you don't have to give it back. And the Gemara says that doesn't work. Yet, Rashi is saying, if all the man has to do in order to make that same case work, right, of that same case of Hana'at Mechilat HaMilveh, is specify that, oh, I want to be Mekadesh you with the Hana'at.
I'm going to close the doors to help, I'm sorry.
With the Hana'ah, then that would work. Even though conceptually, like fundamentally, it seems like they're totally the same thing.
Why are they the same?
Because in both cases, the man is just canceling. He's canceling the loan in both cases.
Well, let me play devil's advocate. I mean, Rashi said he's a kaddisher with the Hana'ah, that he's canceling the debt. That works, Rashi claims. So what's the reaction to that?
Even in HaMekadesh Milveh, of course, she still gets Hana'ah. From the cancellation, meaning like it's just a fact that Hana'ah will be present. So, like it seems like he's saying that Rashi is like splitting hairs by saying that the only way to really distinguish between these two cases is just based on what the man says. But the Tosafot Reed is saying, but conceptually, they're exactly the same.
Okay, and they're exactly the same. Why?
Because in both cases, the man is canceling the debt, and also the woman is getting Hana'ah. In both cases.
Okay. And what about the fact that what if he says to her, I'm a Kaddish you with the Hana of the Mechila versus just saying to her, I'm a Kaddish you with the Milva? Does that matter?
According to Rashi, it does matter.
According to the Tosas Rid,
it shouldn't matter.
Why not? Just say why not? Doesn't matter.
Because what's really required is the Hana'ah, right? And that is there in both cases.
Okay, but even though he didn't say he's Makadosh or with the Hana'ah?
Right, even though he didn't say it.
Okay, I mean, you have it. I just... Did you understand how to read this? I says, Ve'eno Nero... I'm going to go over it again. We're going to review it again, but just to get through the words. All right, McKenna, you want to read this? Ve'eno Nero Li Peter Zeh?
Ve'enon yer eli peter ze, dehamekadesh milve, nami hafi hu demokala hahava'a, ve'afil hafi enam kudeshet, ve'amai. So he says...
What does that mean? Before the ve'amai, what is he saying?
So he's saying, the case of hamekadesh milve is also a case in which the man is canceling the loan.
Yes.
Yet, for, even so, the Gemara says enam kudeshet.
Keep going.
I wanted to do it like this, but I could be wrong. Ve'amai, and why did the Gemara say that?
Yes.
Ve'ha it ba peruta dehavat yehava l'fiuse.
What does that mean?
Okay, so and even in the case of Hamekadesh be'milveh, right, there is a peruta that she would have given someone a peruta to cancel the loan, meaning she's getting a peruta's worth of hana'ah.
You know what l'fiuse means?
Yeah.
To appease him.
Good.
And is it just because he didn't specify that he wanted to be Mekadesher with the Hana'ah, they're not
Mekudeshet? Keep going.
Good.
What does that mean?
It's obvious that since he canceled the loan, she's getting Hana'ah from this Peruta that she would have paid someone to appease him.
Do you all read it that way? That's how you actually read it. You read it very well.
We read it that way.
Good.
Yeah.
So that what he's saying is, let's go over what he's saying. He's saying is, even if he's Makadish Bamilva, he's obviously being mochel the debt. And clearly when he's being mochel the debt, she's getting pleasure out of that. Of course she's got, who wouldn't? Right? And who wouldn't pay at least a pruta to get your debt canceled? Everybody would. So then you'll tell me, but what? In the fact that he just didn't say it before, she didn't say to her, be mekudeshes to me with the hana. So his reaction to that is, v'hamafurish v'omei. It's as if it's already been explained. I mean, it's so obvious. Obviously, she's getting a ton of hana. You know, so he didn't say it. So what? It's obvious. It's as, you know, it's as if it's self-explanatory. That's what Mefurish Vom is. It's self-explanatory that she's getting Hana. So, therefore, what's he getting at?
He shouldn't have to say it outright.
Okay, so therefore?
It should work regardless. What
so, okay,
said.
And therefore?
He doesn't. Well, he's on Rashi's. Isn't he? He's asking the question
on
Rashi.
What's his conclusion from this argument?
Why is Rashi making
argument?
This distinction?
It's a man he's trying to be Mekadesh with Mekadesh with Mekadesh.
Well, but that's not where he's going. Is that where he wants to go?
Mm-hmm.
Where he wants to end up is that she should be Mekadesh?
No,
he just doesn't like Rashi's distinction.
Like that.
Okay, so therefore, what does he think all this shows him?
No, Rashi's
not.
What?
Rashi's not.
I know, but tell me, don't say Rashi's wrong. So tell me what he thinks the halacha should be then.
For, like, having Kadish be Mechilat Milveh?
Well,
no,
you
for,
tell
for
me what is it that he
Hanas,
wants.
For Havachlis in.
Okay.
It's,
maybe because I'm not explaining what I want.
When Rashi says Kol Shekein, if you forgave the loan, he disagrees.
Okay, so
with
therefore,
that.
What does he believe now?
It's then? Just extending.
Tell me the concept now that comes out of the Tosfos Rid. Because he is saying that even when you're mocho alone, there's hanan, right?
Yeah.
But what's the din if you're makadosh b'milveh? Okay, so what do you learn from this?
That even the hana'a, even if she gets hana'a, she would still be in the kadesha, even if he said to her, be
and apparently why?
Because because there shouldn't have to be a difference between him saying it and him not saying it. So as long as he's using the loan, even if she's getting hana'ah from it, it should still be in a
Because the hana is not what she's being.
Okay, so could say, so maybe. Yeah.
I think he's trying to prove the point that the milveh itself is alima, stronger than the hanaat milveh. Because remember, we got to this point where we were trying.
Which
to...
is so. Therefore, what is his conclusion? That it
but
is
you're
stronger.
Not
meant,
the hana, he's not being the kaddish with the hana.
No, that it should be the same.
And tell me what that is.
Even
then. So tell me a full sentence. What's not Mekudeshet? Tell me the concept.
If a man tries to be Mekadesh a woman,
yes,
with the hana'a that she will get from him forgiving her.
Yeah, but I want a concept.
Okay.
So what do you draw out of that? What does that tell you?
That hana'as milba is ina Mekudeshet.
I know. I'm asking. I'm asking a little
what
more.
What am I missing?
That Mekadesh b'milba is more chamor than Hana'at Milveh, meaning like the...
I don't mean that.
He's not being...
That there's no difference... Whether,
it doesn't matter whether...
What is the
Hana'at
din of Mekadesh b'Milveh?
In the Mekadesh.
Now, he is pointing out that even in Milveh, she's getting Hana'at.
So can't
yeah.
be... He's not Mekadesh
with
Hana'at.
I think that's what the Rit is saying,
that he's not Makadish or with Hana, or that even though there is Hana,
he's still not.
No, I know.
She's still animal.
Right,
condition.
So then that would show that it's not the
so
Hana, that's the tipping.
So then what is the principle that comes out of this, apparently? Is he denying the fact that a woman will get Hana if he cancels the debt?
No,
we don't care.
Well, why don't we care? That's what I'm trying to get at. What principle comes out of this, yes?
I think that the man has to be explicit when he's being Mekadesh the woman, if he's being Mekadesh or with the Hana'at.
So you mean according to him, if the man said to be Mekadesh to me with the Hana'at that I'm canceling the debt, then according to the Tosas Rich, she would be Mekadesh?
No. He's saying that
he's against Rashi.
That there's no difference, that Hana'at's milveh.
Okay, so then what is the principle? You know, say what I'm
that
asking you.
Hana'at's milveh is the milveh. It's still considered the milveh.
Could you elaborate on that?
That just like you can, that a man cannot be Mekadesh a woman with a milveh, that's in a Mekudeshet, because the Hana'at milveh is intrinsic to the milveh, even if he...
That sounds, it's just too...
Okay, so the man cannot be Mekadesh a woman with the Hana'at of a milveh, because since he can't be Mekadesh with the milveh, and the Hana'at is part of the milveh, neither of them work to Mekadesh.
Okay, or let me just elaborate. The point is this. The Tosas Rit sees that in every Mekadesh b'milveh, what does Mekadesh b'milveh mean? He's Mekadesh with the money of the loan, which basically means he's saying to her, I want to marry you with that money that you owe me. So that money, I'm forgiving that debt for Kedusha. Right. In every such situation, the Tosas Rit will argue that there is Hana there that she's getting. No, whether he explicitly said it or not, it's as if it was said. Mefurash v'ome, those were the Tosas Rit's words. It's as if it was already said, because it's obvious. I'll say more about that idea soon. So, it's obvious that that's what it means, that she's getting Hana'at. But even though she's getting Hana'at, and it's as if he said it, apparently you see Mekadesh b'milveh is in a Mekudeshes. So why is Mekadesh b'milveh in a Mekudeshes if she's getting Hana'at? Like he doesn't deny the fact that he acknowledges she's getting Hana'at. So why is it in a Mekudeshes? Now, what did we think when we first learned the Gemara? We came across a Mekadesh b'milveh is ain't a Mekudeshes.
Because
she's not getting
anything. But he thinks she is.
So therefore, the Tosfos Rit believes that as long as she is not getting anything, then when he cancels a debt, just you think about the debt that he's canceling, she's not getting anything. There is nothing that she's getting. Talking about when you focus just on the money that he's canceling,
okay. That
debt, there is nothing that she's getting. She's getting absolutely nothing. So therefore, the hana of the fact that she doesn't have to pay back money to him whereby the fact that she doesn't have to pay it back, he's not giving her anything because she already got the money, let's say, 6 months ago, then the hana of that cancellation is also nothing. Isn't that what he's saying? If he can't be makadesh her with the loan itself, then the hana of that loan doesn't help either. Because he's saying that even though there's hana, it's like, there's hana there. Remember what Rashi said, the hana of the extension of the loan. And then Rashi said, kol shekein, the hana of the mechila. So then Tosas Ritz says, so why is makadish benilva then ena makudeshes? Every makadish benilva, there's hana. So she should always be makudeshes. And even if he didn't say it, it's as if he said it. So what does that show you? The fact that makadish benilva is ena makudeshes, that means that if the service that he's providing her with is what? Is canceling a debt, which in, by definition, canceling a debt, she's not getting anything. Because the money was already hers, so she's not getting anything. So then the hana of that service is worthless too. Now you can argue with him on that. But if the debt itself, if she is not getting anything, then the hana of that cancellation is nothing as well. Right? And this is why, so think about it. When you try to compare it to other pleasures that we know work to be Makadosh a woman with, Schok Lefanai, Rakot Lefanai, she is getting something new that she didn't have before.
Not really.
Yeah, she's getting a dance.
But she's getting the pleasure of it. She's not getting a dance.
Yeah, she's getting the pleasure of a dance that she didn't have before.
But then how could you, if there's nothing of the thing itself, how could there be nothing of the thing but yes of the pleasure from the thing, and then it works then?
I didn't get that.
Like, sorry. If she's not getting a dance. He's dancing for her, and she gets the pleasure of that dance.
Yeah, she's getting the pleasure of the dance.
But
what is she getting
the
pleasure
of a loan also?
Of a, no, the loan she got 6 months ago. What is she getting the pleasure of?
I just thought the loan doesn't exist as a thing that she's getting just as much as the dance isn't the thing that she's getting. She's getting the pleasure from both of those things.
No, she's not. The pleasure of the loan she got 6 months ago when he did not propose marriage to her. He just gave her a loan.
So then according to the Tosfot Rit, if a man said, I will now lend you money?
Oh, exactly. No. That's exactly what he goes on to say works.
Oh, right, okay.
Classic.
So,
okay,
so,
then I don't have any issue.
So is this a critique on Rashi, or this is just like a... So how?
It's a rejection of Rashi.
Because?
Rashi believes that the hana of the mechilas milva works. What does that mean? That even though when he's mochel a debt, he's not giving her anything? Is he?
No.
No. But nevertheless, Rashi believes, but the hanah that she's getting for being, for him being mochel the debt is a hanah that's worth a pruta, which he could be makadisher with that. The Tosas Rit says, no, not true. Because in every Makadish, how does he know it's not true? Because in every Makadish Bemilva, she's getting Hana. And the din, what is the din for Makadish Bemilva? Ena Makadeshes, even though she's getting Hana. So why is it Ena Makadesh? She's getting Hana. See, what's to be drawn from that? Does he just, the Rit, when in his explanation, he brings you to a certain point. The point that he brings you to is, in every Makadosh Bemilva, she's getting Hana. Isn't that what he says?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say it, but it's as if he said it, because Mefurash Biomei. Okay, so therefore what?
Mm-hmm.
Every Makadosh Bemilva, there's Hana. So you have to realize, so this is the part that you have to put together on your own. Well, if every Makadosh Bemilva, there's a Hana, whether he said it or not, it's as if he said it, then why is it any Makudeshes? There's Hana. What's the answer? Apparently the hana'a doesn't help. Why doesn't it help? What's the answer? Why doesn't it help? After all, there's hana'a. So the answer is, right? Because the money's not there. There is no money. The pleasure, the money she got 6 months ago, see, she spent it already. It's gone. It's only saying to her, well, you don't have to pay me back. Well, he's not giving her anything. Because there is no service. We don't consider this to be a service that he's providing her, that she's getting something new. So he talked to the president. He talked to the governor on her behalf. She got that. She got, you know, some special dispensation from the government. So here, the money of the loan she already got, so he's not giving her. So what do you mean? Hana'a for what? A hana'a for getting nothing. This is what the Tosfos Rid took out of this Gemara. So therefore, what is the only way hana'a can work?
She's getting something.
If she has to be getting something now that she didn't have before. And then you can say, he's providing her with a service. What is he providing her with? Money of a loan to use as she so desires. She's getting something. Whose opinion is this? This is the Rambam. And now this will help us understand the kasha that the Rif had asked. How is it possible that Hana'as Milva can be better than the Milva itself? You understand the question now? What's the question?
Well, it's not that it's better. It's just that
I want to know the question. How could Hana'as Milva be stronger than the Milva itself? If you learn the way Rashi did, then it will come out that what?
That
hana'a of a milva is better than the milva itself. Why?
Well, because it works for hana'a.
Yeah, because you want to tell me that the hana'a that she's getting, that he's canceling the debt, is stronger than if he just canceled the debt.
I see.
Can't be. You know what I'm talking about?
Can you just say that last point again?
Remember the question that the Rif asked?
Yeah.
What was the question?
How can Hana'at Milva be stronger than Milva itself?
What did that mean? Who said that it was?
Gemara. Like, how could it be that...
Mekadesh Milva is Eina Mekudeshes.
Right.
Hana'as Milva is Mekudeshes. Now, if you're going to learn Hana'as Milva, how?
Like Rashi.
Which is that the hana'a, the extension, or even the hana'a of the mechila itself. So how could the hana'a of the mechila itself be mekudeshes, but the mechila itself is not mekudeshes? What is the idea behind that? In other words, in mechilas hanilva, there's also hana'a. There's always hana'a. So why should it be that the hana'a of the extension of the loan, that hana'a, you could be Makadish a woman with that, but the hana'a of what?
The loan itself.
Every loan has hana'a. So what, the hana'a of the loan itself you can't be Makadish with? Because they're arguing that in every milva, anytime a man forgives a debt, there's hana'a. So you're telling me that the hana'a can work? How can the hana'a of Arba Chlozimna work when the hana'a of the milv itself doesn't work? Because there's always hana'a.
Wait, so contained in all of this, he's rejecting Rashi and he's also asking that question?
Well, he doesn't ask it straight out, but he's saying that in every milv there's hana'a. So what is he getting at?
That's what I'm saying. So
what he's getting at is that we know Makadosh Milva is Eina Mekudeshes, even though there's hana'a. So it's still Eina Mekudeshes. So why is it Eina Mekudeshes?
saying, how do we get to him asking that question about why one is stronger?
Okay, let's go. Let's look at the riff again. The riff, one second. The question was, how could Hanoas Milva be better than the Milva itself? What was that question? That meant the Gemara concluded that what is Hanoas Milva Arba Chozimno? And how did the Rif learn that? He is simply giving her more time to pay back the loan, and it's the Hanoah. So the money of the loan she already got 6 months ago. He's not giving her anything new now. He's just saying, well, you don't have to pay me now. Right? So he's putting off, you have another 30 days, let's say. So it's the hana of that. So the reaction that, the question that he's asking is, well, how could that hana be better, the hana's milva, which is the extension of the loan, be stronger than the loan itself? Which I think means the following. Because this question is predicated on the assumption that in the loan itself, there's also hana. What hana am I talking of? What do I mean by in the loan itself, there's also hana?
By him giving her the money, she gets hana because she gets to use it.
No, he's not giving her any money now.
But you're saying in the loan itself.
I mean the loan that he gave her 6 months ago, and now he cancels it. L'shem kedushin. That the din is ena makudeshes. Right?
Right.
So why is it that Hanoah's milva is makudeshes, but the milva itself is not makudeshes? That was his question. So what I'm saying, the idea of the question is because in the case of the milva itself, the milva of 6 months ago, there's also Hanoah. There's always Hanoah. And nevertheless, what?
What does that mean? What Hanoah?
She's getting Hanoah, the pleasure that she's getting, that the loan is being canceled. It's worth a pruta to her. She pays someone a pruta to convince him to cancel the debt.
But that's happening now.
The cancellation is now, but not the money of the loan. The money of the loan she got 6 months ago.
Okay.
Right? The money of the loan she got six and spent it. It's gone. Now he comes to her when the loan is due and says, you know what, you don't have to pay me back the debt. Be makudeshes to me. Whether he says with the hana or he doesn't say it, either way, it's as if he said it. So let's imagine he said it. Being a kodeshes to me with the hana of the law. According to the Tosfos Rid, the Gemara holds ena makodeshes. That's makadish b'milva. Makadish b'milva is ena makodeshes. Why? So why is it ena makodeshes? She's getting hana. The hana, it doesn't matter because he's not giving her anything. What is he giving her? What is he giving her? As if the loan itself, she's not getting anything new now, and by canceling the debt, then the hana of that cancellation also doesn't work. Because he's not giving her anything. So, therefore, to say that Arva Chozimna is simply extending the loan, that Hano would work, if you're going to learn it that way, then it comes out that you're telling me that the Hano's Milva is stronger than the Milva itself. If the Milva itself doesn't work, how on earth could the Hano's Milva work? How could the Hano's Milva be better than the Milva itself? Because to him, even in the Milva itself, there's Hano. But we say, no, apparently it's not good enough. So why should extending a loan, the hana of extending the loan, be better? This is why the Tosfos Rid therefore had to come up with a totally different pshat, which is really the pshat of based on the Rambam. But he quotes whom?
Rabbeinu
Hanano, which is very, very similar. I don't see a difference conceptually between the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Hanano. Because what did Rabbeinu Hanano say?
That the money is...
What happened?
That she the man loans the woman money, and then let's say he originally gave her 30 days, and then 30 days comes, and then the woman has the money to return to him, and he takes the money from her, and then says, you know, actually, I'm going to give you another 30 days. Here's the same money back to you. No extending your time.
So basically, he's giving her another loan for 30 days.
That's how it works.
Which is really what the Rambam is. You know, his case is conceptually sounds like exactly the same, because he just gives her money and says, you have it for X amount of time. And it's the hana of getting the money of a loan. But if the loan was already given to her, so what the Tosus read, I think the Rambam is the same, and Rabbeinu Hananel is the same, and the Ravid is the same. What they're all thinking is what? That if there is no money that is being given to her now to enjoy, again, the money is a loan. If she's not getting anything now new, then you cannot be Makadesh, trying to be Makadesh with the cancellation of the debt or the Hana of that cancellation is worthless. If the loan money itself you can't be Makadesh with because it was already given to her, but she's not getting anything now new, then now I realize that there is another way to learn. Okay, that's what one approach. If you, however, look at the last paragraph, anybody get to the last paragraph of the Rid? You see from there that there might be another way to explain this. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
Well, he does say that. He says, I came back again. And I didn't
well, he came back. He does this. I don't know.
I said it. So, it's
yeah,
so
it was kind of.
He did that, you know, and he comes
did
back and out and makes a 180 degree turn. And what did he do in the last paragraph?
He likes rashing.
He goes back
and
to
I'll
but fair. What reason did he give? Yeah.
That was he was saying that the if the man explicitly says that he's being mekadesh or with the even though he said the hana'ah is already mekudash, right? But if he explicitly mentions the hana'ah, then it would work.
So why? And if he doesn't?
And if he doesn't, that would not work.
Why?
Because it's as if he's being mekadesh mu'min.
But he says something a little bit more. What does he say in the last sentence? What does it mean, v'lav a'ikr mos? Yes?
That, I thought it was
mos.
That
or a'ikr mamon, I'm sorry. V'lav a'ikr mamon.
That he's not being mekadesh with the money of the loan, but rather with the hana that she is going to get from the loan.
Who's thinking that?
The woman
is. Her thoughts are on the hana and not on the money. So from the end, so what did he think initially?
It didn't matter what he specified or what she thought or what he thought. That as long as what he was giving her had a benefit to it from this moment, it doesn't matter if the woman is thinking that she's being mekudeshet through the hana of this thing that he's giving her or the loan itself.
I'm not following.
Again, until he said this, you could think that if the man says to the woman, you know, be mekudeshet to me with this this case of Rabbeinu Hananel, even if the woman thought she was being mekudeshet to him through the loan and not the hana of the loan, it would still work. Until he says this part, that she has to recognize that it's through the hana and not the milah.
I'm just not clear. So what did the Tosus Rid think initially? What if he would have said to her, be mekudeshes to me with the hana of the mechila sachov?
No.
Why no?
Because it's a previous hana and she can't give.
Because I'm talking now, if you look at what he's now making the 180-degree turn at the end, and then you compare it to what he thought in the first paragraph. What did he think in the first paragraph? That even if he said Bimukadesh is to me with the Hana of Mechilas HaMilva, it would not work. So I thought it would not work because since he's not giving her anything new now, there's no money because it's an old debt, so the Hana of that Mechila also doesn't work. What he's saying at the very end is a different, it seems to be saying that maybe there's another way to explain it originally, which is similar to what the Ramban had suggested in the Efshar. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That even if you were to say to her, be Mekodesh is to me with the Hana that I am Mochel, the debt, we're assuming what though? That in her mind, she's only thinking about the money. She's only thinking about what? That she won't have to pay back the debt, and that's what he's Makadish her with. She's not going to focus on the Hana. Even if he said to her, be Mekodesh is to me with the Hana, Mechilas Milva, it would still not work. Why? Because in her mind, she's still thinking only about the Mechilas HaMilva. She won't be able to focus on the Hana of that. In her mind, she just got forgiven this big debt. Let's say it's a $10,000 debt, and he just forgave it. So in her mind, she thinks, he's giving me the $10,000, that I don't have to pay it back. Now, if that's what she's thinking, then it would be Eina Mekodeshes. So now let's go back to the beginning and see if we can understand the Rid that way. Tosus Rid quotes Rashi, right? And then he said, I don't like it. Why? Because even in Makadish Bemilva, where he's forgiving the debt, she's getting Hana. She'd be willing to pay a pruta to get someone so that he should forgive the loan. And the fact that he didn't say it, so what? It's Mefurish V'Omei. It's as if he did say it. And we still see it's Eina Mekodeshes. So why would it be Eina Mekodeshes?
No, it already happened. She already. Isn't this what we?
So I said originally. Are you following me? What I'm doing?
Rereading.
I'm just offering now another way to explain. The first thing that I had said was, does you have a case here that he's mochel the debt, and it's as if he said to her, Hana, because she's getting Hana, and we still see it's Eina Mekodeshes. So why is it Eina Mekodeshes? The Tosfos Rid believes it's still Eina Mekodeshes. Why? So the first thing I said was because since in the money, in the loan itself, he's not giving her anything now. She's not getting anything. Because she got the loan 6 months ago, and let's say she spent it already. So there's nothing here that he's giving her. Then the Hana of canceling the debt is also nothing. Now, when you look at the very last paragraph, you get the sense that maybe there was something else going on. That even if he said to her, be Mekodesh is to me with the Hana of the Mechila Samilva, then what? We still suspect that her mind, what is she thinking about?
The money
of the dead, not the Hana. That her mind is not on the Hana, it's on the money of the debt. And therefore, because that's what he says at the very end, that her da'at, that if he actually says to her, be Mekodesh is to me with the Hana, then her da'at will be on the Hana and not on the money of the loan itself.
So that would work.
So it's, yeah. So what did he think originally?
The
sounds
money.
Like he thought originally that no, her mind will remain on the money.
So
now the only thing is, okay, are you all with me so far?
Yeah.
Now, yeah, what just on what we've said so far.
Yeah.
Go
meaning
ahead.
Either our first reading was that he's not giving her anything, that's why it doesn't work. Our second reading is no, but if he makes it explicit that he's being the Kadesh or with the Hana and the Mehila, that would work because
no,
now...
No, that won't work.
But I thought we were saying it would work because now her,
she knows.
That's
that
why he at the end agrees with Rashi, but why did he initially disagree with Rashi? That's what I'm trying to do. In light of what he says at the end where he came around to agree with Rashi,
right,
what was he thinking initially when he disagreed with Rashi?
That she would still be thinking about the money.
That's right.
And now he's saying
so
no.
That, no, now he's saying, well, maybe no, that if he actually says the Hanah, we could say that she'll focus on the Hanah. But initially, maybe what he thought was that her focus would still be on the money. Now, yeah.
I thought you could read it like the opposite way, that originally he thinks that it doesn't matter if her das is the money or the hana, because his issue is just whether she has it in front of her.
That would be my the first, and if there's no money.